Hello everyone, my name is Hasibur Rahman. I'm a CRM developer. I maintain a technical web blog at hrbtechtalk.com where I talk about my CRM experience and other technical areas that I have worked on over the last 8 years. The topic that I'll be covering in this video is custom entity hierarchy in CRM. So in CRM 2015 and onwards, you can make a reference to, as an entity, you can make a reference to itself. So you can establish a child-parent relationship, and visually it's very intuitive. So out of the box, you can see this behavior in account. So in CRM 2015, I'm going to use CRM 2015 for this demo. So let's say I have accounts. I don't have any accounts right now. I'm going to create a couple of accounts and I'm going to show how they're related. So let's start by creating the parent account. And I'm just going to input the bare minimum information because it's really to show the relationship between parent and child, nothing else. So I'm just going to call it parent and I'm going to save it. And I'm going to create a new one that's going to be called child. And here, where you see the parent account, I'll assign parent. Now, if I go to accounts, you'll see this hierarchical symbol right there. And that actually symbolizes that, okay, this parent, there is a parent-child relationship between these two records. It could have been more than that. For example, if I just go and create a third one, so let's call it nothing, and I just save this. Now if I go back to accounts, you'll see the nothing does not have that symbol because there is no, it does not have a parent and it does not have a child. So there is nothing there. But if I click on in any of the symbols, either beside child or parent, this is what I get to see. So this is a very simple example, but you can imagine where you have like thousands and thousands of records and you want to find out who belongs to whom or how many childs does a particular record have. So it becomes very handy for that case. So for this video, I'm going to show you how you can achieve this for a custom entity. So I'm going to go ahead and create a custom entity from scratch. So for that, I'm going to go to settings. I'm going to customize the system, and once that window opens, we are going to click on entities. And again, for this demo, we are going to just put in the bare minimum information that's required. So here we're going to create a test entity, so entity test. And we will specify that we want to see this test entity of ours under the service tab. That is it. You should not have to do anything else for this particular demo. So I'm just going to go save and close. So behind the scene is creating the entity, and we're going to wait till it finishes. Okay, so once that's done, we're going to go to the entity and create some fields. So let's create a field called number, the identification number. And we will say its whole number. It goes from 1 to the maximum number. We're going to save that. Now we're going to create another field, let's say for description. Oh, I'm sorry. going to go and save that. So now we are going to create the most important field for this demo. And this is going to be a lookup value from the test entity to itself. And we're going to call it parent. So we go lookup. And as I mentioned, it would be to itself. So this is our test entity. And we're going to go save and close. So behind the scene is actually creating a one-to-n relationship to itself. So once that's done, you will see in the hierarchy settings, this is where we actually are going to set up the visual outlook of it. So we're going to create a new one. And we're going to call it test. Hierarchy, and you'll see there is no form for the visualization, but we're going to create a new one. Keep in mind, this is not the default main form that you will see. This is going to show the information in the parent-child tree structure. So for this, I'm just going to select the name and the number. And nothing else. Obviously, you can select as many fields as you would like to see, but you can imagine if you have a very convoluted diagram with parent, child, grandparent, grandson, and so on and so forth, you would like to have the bare minimum information so that you can actually identify the records just by looking at it. So really, the unique identifier should go in this. That's what I would recommend anyways. So once that's done, I'm going to publish it. Oh, sorry, I need to save it first. So once this is done, I'm going to say it's done. Now the most important thing comes in. So I have to actually make the relationship. So once that this comes up, you'll see by default this relationship that we created from from the test entity to itself. By default, it's false, it's hierarchical. So we're going to turn it to true by clicking on this, and we're just going to wait a bit till it turns to just like this. So once that's done, we're going to say done. We just save and close this. So once that's done, we will go to the forms, and this is going to be our main form. And this is where we're going to put in all our information that we required. So let's put in the fields that we created. So number, parent, and the other one we created was description. Let's put that one in, save it, publish it. So we can close it. Everything should be there, but just to be on the safe side, and since no one else is using the system, I'm just going to publish all the customizations. So I'm going to close. So now let's find out how our test entity looks. So remember, we said that test entity is going to appear under the service tab. So let's click on service. And since I added it at the last, so it will appear at the very end. So obviously there won't be any record. So let's start creating some record. And the first one that I'm going to create, I'm not going to have any parent or child to this. So I'm just going to call it nothing. And I'm going to save that. So the next one I'm going to create, I'm going to call it parent. And let's say the number is 1. Don't need a description. Let's go save that. Let's go create a child, the first child. And the parent of that would be, you guessed it, it would be parent, not nothing. You could have selected nothing, but just for this example, I'm choosing parent. Save this. Then let's create another child under parent. let's save this. So now if we go and look at all the records that we have created, so just like account at the very beginning of the video, we would not see anything beside nothing because it does not have a parent and it does not have a child. But now if I go and click on any of this hierarchical button, we will see this. And keep in mind that I didn't actually put anything for number, but like ideally I will make the number field mandatory, and this is where you will be able to find out this would be 2 and this would be 3 in a real world, and that way you can actually see from a visual aspect that which entity record in terms of parent and child relationship. So that is it. This is a very simple way how you can create the hierarchical relationship within an entity. So if you like this video and you're watching it on YouTube, please hit the like button. And if you're watching it on my technical web blog at hrbtechtalk.com, feel free to leave a comment and I'll make sure to get back to you. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a good day.